welcome to another mini episode of Aussie Cinema Talk with me, Dom, Marie and Estelle. I've got two special guests here to help me out and fill in a blind side that I have on my Australian TV knowledge. The first episode of Home and Away. Now the two of you guys grew up with Home and Away, is that right?
Yes, we did.
Yes?
Yes, we'd get in trouble if my mum, we didn't record Home and Away at, was it 6:30?
7 o'clock.
Every night for mum. If we didn't do it, she'd come home, silent treatment.
We're talking 95-ish? Is that around the time you sort of remember?
I guess, yes, yeah, so you'd be about at least 10, so you knew how to, like, record. Record on the tape.
And if you didn't rewind and record, and it cut off halfway through.
Oh, it was very stressful, but...
You should be fuming.
Yeah, but obviously a very important part of her day.
Okay, Estelle, can I ask, because I know that you've watched the complete... two-part, 90-minute episode / movie of Home and Away that came out in, what have I got here, 1988.
Yep.
What did you think?
It blew my mind. It was the most amazingly bogan thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Every stereotype of, like, leaving the big smoke in the city and packing it all up and moving to the country, and, like, with, like, weirdly scary bogan, like, child hunters in the neighborhood. Like, yeah. It just had it all.
Marie, how far did you get?
I got the first part of the way through, but then because I did try and slot it in, but I only watched it today at work while I was in between Excel spreadsheets. But, you know, I'm here to help comment.
That's okay. Right. What I really want to know is, like, kind of what you think of the pilot compared to what you remember. Because you were fans of the show, weren't you? Like, you got into it as well. You recorded it for your mum.
How could you not be fans? Yeah. Like, with people like... What was Will? You know Will? What was his real name? Was Zach somebody. I was obsessed with him. He was Haley's brother.
Zach Posey. No.
Oh, anyway, people that know him will know who Will is, and he was a babe.
The brunette.
Yeah. Shaved head. Lived with Irene.
Yeah, he was hot.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's launched the careers of so many famous people. Absolutely. Like, it's a genuine TV show.
It's an institution, it is. Really.
Yeah, like Dieter Brummer, Angel, what's her name?
Melissa George.
What's she gone on to do, Melissa George?
She did Amityville Horror.
Oh my God, right. Yeah. Okay, now
yeah, she's Hollywood.
Vinny, I think he's in True Blood or some type of vampire sexy show.
God, what's his name? Ryan Quanten?
Probably.
Probably.
It's Ryan something, I think.
Yeah.
Ryan, yeah.
He's
in Sally. People.
Sally?
Yeah.
Who's Sally? What did she do?
Sally Fisher. No.
No.
Who's she going
on? Kate Ritchie. She's She's on Nova.
She's on the radio now. She was on there her whole life.
Wait, is she the little girl?
Yeah.
She's a little
What's
girl.
What's the little girl's name in this?
Sally.
And she's the one with an imaginary friend called Milko.
Milko. Because she had some type of childhood trauma.
They're fostered.
They're foster children.
I guess we should do that. We'll just give, like, a really quick rundown for anyone who's listening to this and doesn't feel like watching 90 minutes.
I mean, as if they can't remember it. It's iconic.
It's pretty good. But
we have, what are the couple's last name? What's that? What's their name?
Fletcher.
Fletchers, yeah.
And they adopt 5 kids, is that right?
Yeah, they have 5 then. Well, not adopt, they foster.
Foster them, right. Very. They're all varying ages.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this show kind of plays pretty fast and loose with the legalities of fostering children because...
Yes, we'll take you. You're ours now.
He gets retrenched and then they just decide to move to Summer Bay.
But in the middle, they didn't even know.
They get given an option. They're like, we've got to sell our house now. Like, really? You want these kids that much that you're willing to sell your house?
But, yeah, they moved from Sydney and they went to check out some new place. They didn't even have a home. They sold their house and just kind of went on a road trip and... Ends
with
up
5 foster kids.
I mean,
that's
when
so
was
illegal,
it?
No air conditioning in that car as well, I bet.
This was the 80s too, right?
It was 88.
Yeah, the kids are lucky they even had someone then.
That's true, let alone these bleeding hearts.
Exactly right.
And they do have big open hearts, and it does kind of hit you over the head with that.
Oh my God, how annoying is, like, every time you're like, we're
good
a family.
People.
I know.
We care about you. You are part of our family. And we're like, shut up. I know. You told us.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that.
I'm going to vomit.
Yeah. I found that so annoying, like the way that they just carried on about how fucking good this couple was, and like, oh man,
they kept calling them this young couple, and it's like, you just turned 40.
Oh,
like,
yeah, they're legit 40 years old.
Like, not that that's old, but I wouldn't call it young, it's just a couple.
That's right.
It made me feel
barren good, couple, really.
Well, that's not their fault.
Oh, isn't there a bit, okay, when they do move to Summer Bay, we're going to jump around all the way around here to include you, Marie.
My apologies. There's
a bit when they go to the corner shop, when they do move to the caravan park near the beach, and there's the woman behind the counter.
Elsa? Yeah.
Okay. And she pretty much, like, I can't remember exactly what she says, because the notes that I have for this are over a year old, because I watched it.
Took you that long to find someone else to watch it.
Totally. But doesn't she pretty much, like, say something that is, like, kind of checking in on the state of her uterus?
I think that, she does.
She's like, 5 kids, my God.
And then she's like, must be Catholic.
Yeah, that's something like that. I'm sure she says that.
Yeah.
Elsa's the best.
And like, none of them look the same either, so.
Is Elsa...
And maybe it's a second marriage or something.
Oh, yeah, because it's small town gossip, that's right. It travels pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, Elsa was the one who was married to Alf, but in the pilot... They're not actually married. It's a second sort of relationship for both of them, which is, I didn't know.
I had no idea.
And actually, fun fact, Elsa dies and comes back as a ghost in one series.
And that's the reason. That's the moment our mother stopped watching. That, after all of the deaths, death by Summer Bay, that was the moment Mum was like,
this is ridiculous.
That's it. They've lost me. That's it. Stop recording it, girls. I don't want to watch it.
The fires that happen at the end of every season. Yeah,
Death Valley, you know.
But a ghost.
I guess a ghost kind of gets into a bit of, like, passions territory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask really quickly about the special effects they use for the ghost? How does she appear?
She was only talking to Alf, I believe, in the house.
She was like a vision to him, but I think it turned out he was going mental or something.
But she didn't have like a little Casper tail?
No, she was, I think, was just kind of like a bit shiny.
Oh, okay, you know, They don't want it to be spooky. Yeah. That makes sense.
And he wasn't scared.
Okay.
It was a calm.
Yeah, like she was, like, chatted to him, supported him.
Also, side note, Alf is so friendly. That's not the Alf.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked up on that.
And he has hair. He was so nice. I'm like, creepy. What the fuck?
Because Alf, for
anyone who wasn't that nice. He sold them a house that
was
like,
a bit shit.
Lied to about how much money it made, knowing it didn't make any money.
Threw in an antique bed, though.
How creepy was that?
You can have this sickening bed that this Saw movie that I've left in the corner.
And did you my see wife when they first sat on it? It was like, Alfie sicko.
But that's a really good point, Marie. That he is known to be like an Australian cantankerous old bastard. Like, his catchphrase is flame and this, flame and that, mongrels.
Bloody mongrels.
He grew into it.
Flame and mongrels, I believe, is what it is.
So I guess he had two. He's widowed twice.
Yeah, deserved it.
So maybe that's it.
Just mean man.
Maybe it's a product of him, you know.
So this family, they have to move to the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They go to this place where it's a caravan park, and they meet these two gypsies. I imagine you would call them gypsies.
Yeah, I guess that's what they were, because, I mean, one
really
of them
annoying.
Is a literal fortune teller.
Yeah, they were old carnies.
Yeah.
Did she stick around long? Did she get into the 90s?
No idea who that woman
never
was.
Never seen them before.
The acting was brilliant by that couple,
though,
I have to say.
The whole thing, the acting was incredible.
So then they're hiding this other child.
Bobby.
Ah, yes. Okay, yeah, this is where it gets a bit weird.
The rebel child.
Yes.
Yeah.
How old do you reckon Bobby is supposed to be?
Well, I recognised her instantly.
Oh, but Bobby was a big deal.
That's what I mean. I was like, oh my God, I remember
Bobby
your
the
face.
Original, you know, star character.
Was she always a tearaway? Was she always like
Well, no, because then, spoiler, she gets fostered by the Fletchers.
Take it in.
Turn anyone good.
Yes, of course, with their big, big beautiful non-Christian hearts.
Exactly. so it was weird because they tried to make it almost a bit scary that when they came to inspect the caravan park, there was someone hiding in a caravan. And Sally, little 5-year-old Sally, goes over to it and she tries to run and opens the door and knocks Sally over and runs into the bush and everyone chases her and it's this whole thing. And then Flathead comes out.
Oh, okay, yeah, you've got to explain Flathead to everyone.
So Flathead was the principal.
Mr. Fisher.
Mr. Fisher, Flathead. And but I think that's what the kids call it. I don't really
guess. When he was principal, but...
It was supposed to be like a mean term.
I don't believe he was principal then, though.
No, well, I hope not, because he was coming out and was, like, trying to get... Basically, he has a lot of authority in somehow in the town, big man around town.
Yeah, he seems to be a businessman or something.
Yeah, and he's trying to throw Bobby in jail, so, like, framing her for crimes.
Yeah,
because his house was burgled and he was sure it was her.
But
and these gypsies were keeping her safe.
Yeah, because...
To be fair, she's pretty awful to everyone.
Oh, I don't know, just telling someone to rack off.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about this before. She tells someone to rack off and somebody tells her to watch her mouth. Was there ever any swearing on Home and Away?
No.
It never got there.
No, it'd be like things like rack. They used to say slag.
Slut. They used to, slut was okay
and
back
scrag.
Then in Australian
they
television.
They used to say scrag and I used to love it.
Yeah.
But then I got,
That's all, you know, puberty blues language. They use that.
Fully.
Yeah.
But rape storylines were fine.
What?
Yeah,
there was plenty.
Many,
in one of the later episodes, the rapist raped her sister and then her other sister fell in love with the rapist.
I don't
remember those,
I.
the twins of Tam and Sir Sock.
Oh, she did get raped.
Was this pre or post Ghost?
Oh, way
post,
after Ghost.
Yeah.
Post.
Oh, okay.
Tam and Sir Sock was on it.
Tam and Sir Sock, she was in Pretty Little Liars, a great television on HBO.
She's a very attractive lady.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, so that's...
that's another Hollywood actress then. Boom.
Yeah. She's, you know, not as A-grade, but she's
A-grade.
There.
She's there.
What about Martin and Lance? Did they carry on the beach bums that are like
the
kind
boys?
Of the boys.
Yeah.
What is it?
No, I don't remember them.
No, they just sort of throw away.
At all. And what was it then? Like, look at that one.
Yeah.
Coming down the street, like, oh, this is rapey.
Yeah, yeah, massively. they're perving out big style on this girl, and then she kind of gives them a bit of lip back, but they're like.
I think she sells them to rack off.
Yeah.
Rightly
wise.
So.
Good girl.
Good girl.
But yeah, no, they were creepy as hell. Definitely didn't make the cut for the late season.
What's appearing in others watching others in this episode, which I found interesting?
There was like 7 characters.
Yeah, they really set up a lot of things in the 90 minutes.
But in all that I can take that's in this town, based off the pilot, is a caravan park, a beach, and a corner store.
Yeah, that seems to be it. It's really undeveloped. Like, yeah. I mean, I guess caravan parks are, you know, in locations you want to go holidaying in. But still, it's like, are you like on the run from the foster agency? Because it's pretty remote, you know?
There's nothing there.
Also, just a really big quick shout out to, did you happen to notice Arnott's Ruffles? There was a poster for Arnott's Ruffles. Whatever happened to Ruffles?
They went to some bay and never came back. But then there was another scene where he was applying for, the dad was applying for a job, which I don't remember Pippa having a husband.
Yeah, so I think he does. Spoiler
he
alert.
Lives in Summer
Pippa
Bay.
Lives a lonely, lonely life of lots of children.
I thought she was a single mother. Anyway.
Never remarries.
Yeah, no one could measure up to love all those
also,
kids.
Also, that's not the Pippa that I know. The Pippa that I know was in Please Like Me.
Well,
that was a good show.
The Mum in Please Like Me. That is Pippa to me.
Yeah, and that is Pippa.
Right.
Yeah, so the actors all changed.
She played
well.
It for like at least 20 seasons or something.
Yeah.
So they would swap out, instead of getting rid of a character, they would just swap it out for another actor.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, they'd say their name like, hello, Dom. This is Dom. How great does Dom look? And then after that episode, it was assumed
that's a nice haircut,
Dom.
And everyone you spoke to in that episode, of your coming out as Dom.
Comment on the new look.
Yeah,
and
your name.
And your name. Everyone says your name a million times.
And then
so
it was
like,
never mentioned again. It's like, this is Dom,
okay,
move on.
I guess Pippa quit.
Yeah,
it's actually amazing, and people just took it. Like,
that's so funny.
Yeah, they didn't even look alike either. Just like, this is a new actor.
I was a Neighbours kid, and we, like, I don't, from my memory, I never.
I like Neighbours. I watched
you.
It wasn't our household.
No,
Were you a Coles family as well?
No, we were. We were a Jules family.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's rural.
Because not unlike the Fishers, we had 5 children.
The Fletchers.
Fletchers, pardon me. Yeah, we had 5 children, so...
Wow, because Jewel was the one that had black and gold.
Yeah.
Oh, Brett. If they had it in Warilla, that was that supermarket there.
Yeah, but we definitely weren't a Coles family. Coles and Neighbours felt like they went hand in hand, yeah.
What was your supermarket?
Woolworths.
Yeah, Woolies, okay.
Yeah.
But the Farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah, out west. Yeah.
Exactly. But, yeah, but there was one time where the dad's... Mr. Fletcher goes to get a job interview and boom, he's in the city. And I'm like, is this Yabby Creek? Is that where we're supposed to be right now?
What?
Because they haven't mentioned Yabby Creek.
What's the equivalent in The Simpsons? What's it called?
Oh, Shelbyville.
Shelbyville, Yabby Creek.
But it's like the city. It's like the big smoke. Yabby Creek. So when you go to university, you go to Yabby Creek.
Yeah. And she's changed. She's gone to Yabby Creek University.
I like to think that, like, it's just a built-up city around a small creek that is, like,
yeah. They've got one in Neighbours as well, and they're going to town.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Remember that.
I'll tell you later. I have to figure it out.
They're in Edinburgh in Neighbours. Fictional city.
Yeah,
of Edinburgh.
They have one. I need to know. It's going to annoy me.
I thought I heard a swear word in this. I'm sure it wasn't, but I thought I heard Bobby say, I nearly fucked up my whole life.
I was sure that back in the day, some of the swear words that we now bleep was red hot. Like, slut for sure, I know it was
bastard
on there.
Bastard was thrown around a
Bastard's
lot.
Bastard's cute. What are you talking about? It's cute. It's cute now. Don't be offended.
But I remember it back then being, like, a bit wrong.
Well, you're right. It was Erinsborough, not Edinburgh.
Oh, sorry, Erinsborough. Edinsborough. Edinsborough is a place.
Erinsborough, not Edinburgh. Anyway.
I just feel like maybe cunt wasn't on ever on the rotation.
No. Is that Edinburgh?
Rack off, you cunt. You know? I wish it was. I probably would have kept watching.
Is that on TV now?
I don't.
No. You can't say any of that now.
You can't.
No.
HBO, I guess it's not. No, it's not on any show like that anymore.
No, surely not. It's
maybe
even when
after
you drop
hours.
It in conversation. It's
like you can have like some softcore sex scenes, but no swearing.
IRL cunt goes everywhere, but like
maybe your life especially.
I don't have that much of a feeling now. You're worse than way worse than me.
I have no idea.
Did I get this right? There's a bit where the flathead, is it Fisher? Flathead?
Yeah.
Does he say he's a real little Hitler?
Ooh, you know, it sounds like something he would have said, for sure. Because along with when he was like, I've got a lot of sway in this town.
Yeah.
Because he kept getting Mr. Fletcher not hired for all the job interviews
That's
he went
right.
for. Because he helped Bobby, and Fisher wanted to destroy Bobby's life, who's like a 16-year-old girl.
Imagine that being your pet project. I'm just going to wreck this kid's life.
Like, seriously, it was sadistic. And then he turns out to be the principal.
Yeah,
which kind of
like
makes
nice
sense because he hates kids so much. It's
about controlling
all of them. Like, I know what I'll do.
Fully, he also, Isla Fisher, the red-haired actress, she was fostered by Fisher.
No way! So she was home and away.
She was home and away as
well. I remember the first time she came on, I was like, who is
Boof.
That red?
She fell over in one of the scenes and like started bleeding out of her ear, and that's when I learnt bleeding out of the ear, no good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bad news.
Yeah, he actually adopted a few. The Melissa George and Dita Brummer used to live with him.
Dita Brummer as well.
Yeah, Shane.
Shane.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was
drop.
Spotted
what?
At. He was.
He was.
Died of a paper cut.
Silliest.
Wait, what?
That's pretty sure.
Well, from the way I remember him, we were like 10 and 8 around this time it happened. He cut his finger somewhere. It got infected and he died from the infection.
Right.
But all I took out from that is like, I can die if my finger gets cut. My mom's like, it doesn't really work that way. I'm like, it just did for shame.
And then Leah's husband died from a spider in a towel. That scarred me for life.
They've tried it all.
Yeah. Well, fun fact, actually, I work in a warehouse where we hold Home and Away props and... Like, I can give you access to the hole in the mine that Alf fell down, maybe, in 2016,
that
guys.
That is a bit of sizzle.
Can I give you... Maybe I'll take a picture of it, guys.
Can you send a picture
yeah,
in?
Yeah, mate, let's do it.
A bit of sizzle for the
little
Twitter
bit
account.
Of sizzle. Right next to my kitchen rules fridges.
Wow. So we know you work around near Redfern, Alexandria area from that. Oh! From that information.
Okay. We're getting pretty close, but what I want to do is quickly, I've got a gift for you guys, which I've been holding on to for months and months and months and months.
Ooh, wow.
Waiting for you guys to do this episode, and I want to give it to you, and I want you to tell me if it gives you any memories, or if there's anything at all you can tell me about this relic. Read it out. Tell the audience what you're looking at.
That is Tamin Sursok. And that's the rapist. He raped her and got with her. Sorry. Home and Away hits two. And flashing
CD,
back
it's
to...
It's an album. It's a compilation album.
Sorry, but songs from Home and Away?
Yeah.
Apparently.
God. Don't know, but...
Do you recognise any songs?
Tamin Sursok, he raped her.
He was a babe.
He raped her and then went to jail, and then those two got together,
oh,
which
that,
is her
Kane.
Sister.
Kane, the rapist.
Kane was the rapist.
And then he comes back as a good guy.
Yeah. Raped
That's
her.
A hard sell as a script writer.
And his dad ran the commune.
Yeah.
Seoul. And that's why he was a
bit
raped
weird. Her on the
commune?
He raped her on the Fletcher's home, like the kitchen table. And then her little fucking cunt sister falls in love with him and then makes her accept him
in
life.
And she was...
But sorry,
she,
carry on.
She got really fat.
So yeah, it's the Hits sample product, not for sale. How did you get this?
I will not reveal my sources.
It's
was it the street?
So amazing.
So read some of the songs. No
okay,
idea.
Okay, so there's like actual songs. So Rebecca Cartwright. So
oh,
here.
I see.
Is
even
all,
I know her.
Yeah.
She made an
all
impact.
Seats
Hayley,
taken.
No, this one's A Matter of Time.
B-side for Becky Cartwright.
They've got Taxi Ride, Saffron.
Katie Underwood, Bardot.
We've got Motor Ace, No Way Home.
Katie Underwood.
Oh, from Bardot.
Danny Minogue, Don't Want to Lose This Feeling. I actually know that song.
Which
really?
Also Neighbours.
I'm not going to sing it, but I know that song. It's not bad.
Maybe I'll try to track some down.
This is amazing. And then Hey Girl by Butterfly Nine.
Sure.
Wow. I remember they used to start doing the, releasing the DVDs at the end of the year for Christmas.
Are
of, like,
you serious?
The bonus episodes.
Yeah.
What happens in between, like, hiatus, basically.
Home and Away goes to England.
What?
Yeah.
So they show you the whole season, and then they'd have these special episodes that were just for Christmas
DVD.
Presents.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's amazing.
Glad you mentioned that, because that is the rapist.
That's the rapist
Kane.
Right,
yeah.
There on the front cover of the album.
Cap wow. Drew, was that his name, the other guy?
I can't remember his name.
Spunk rap.
He was the kind of silent, strong silent type.
Yeah, rode a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Got mad, said nothing, slammed a door.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You know. Hot.
Tough guy. Bad
that,
boy.
That's amazing. All right, have you got any last thoughts on what you thought of the pilot episode? Like, would you recommend it to people that still watch Home and Away?
Oh, 100%. No. Oh, well, okay. We're divided.
I thought it was amazing. I don't know how it got picked up as a show.
I know, right?
Back in
that I guess they did have an explosion, which we forgot to mention. Somebody set fire, they built a barbecue,
yeah.
And then somebody burnt a caravan while they were celebrating the barbecue.
Well, yeah, because someone they knew snuck away to have sex in that caravan with some girl and didn't put out a cigarette properly.
Classic.
Burnt it down. But then they try to say it was Bobby.
Yeah, Flathead tried to pin it on Bobby.
You know, you need to watch it. It's complex. It's got layers. I would say go for it.
Surely there's some type of, like, dissection of, like, Flathead's character on that and how he was probably, like, an emotionally abusive... You know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to watch episode 2 and see what happens.
Oh, we're not doing that. This is a one-time thing only. I didn't even watch the second episode.
As if it's even on the internet.
Do you guys ever tune into it now?
No.
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 It's a hard no.
I stopped when I was at school, probably like around year 10.
When our mother told us.
No, I watched it because it was like hot guys on there. So when
Chris Hemsworth.
I still watched it when
God,
he came
he
on.
He was from there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and his brother.
Yeah. And, like, Dolly and Girlfriend would give you, like, posters, right?
Dolly and Girlfriend are
he
girls' magazines.
Was
yes.
Ratings gold. Like, he literally came on. It was a surfer and just had his shirt off always.
Yeah.
And
it was just, like, mysterious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal.
So, that's... I watched and then I think he left and I was like, okay.
That's a great review. I'm really glad that, that you weren't pissed off at me for making you watch it.
I watched it very hungover on the weekend and found
perfect
it great.
Perfect time to watch it.
Yeah,
yeah
I didn't
yeah.
think too much that I was scared.
You had only emotions. I was really engulfed.
So, yeah. Well,
awesome. Thanks so much for taking your time out to watch it and come on my Diggy program.
It's actually beautiful. This studio setup is lush, guys. You have no
Please
idea.
Don't describe that to the listeners.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks so much for listening. What do I got? Oh, yeah, that's right. I was on an episode of the Brown Carpet podcast. Check those guys out. They're really funny. but, yeah, thanks for listening to this mini episode. And, yeah, I'm going to help you another one. I'm going to get some luck or something. Bye.